Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. You're simply the best.
Brendan Escott is paying homage to Connor McDavid. I'm going to guess that's where we're going.
Yeah, pretty smart guy, Bob.
Well, that's what 8 years of post-secondary education without a degree gets you. Yeah. Little known fact, this song was also used in the 1990 Stanley Cup Championship video that was produced on the Edmonton Oilers when they won their fifth and final Stanley Cup. This is Oilers Now. It was... an interesting game last night at Rogers Place. Bob Stauffer in the 630 Chet Studios. It is a off day for the Edmonton Oilers. They will practice tomorrow. It's about rest and recovery right now at this time of the season. They practice tomorrow. They take on the Vegas Golden Knights. Huge matchup coming up on Saturday night at Rogers Place. Edmonton on a five-game winning streak. You're listening to Oilers Now. It is presented daily by World of Spas. Aching after a long day, World of Spas offers tubs designed with your relief in mind. Rest, recover, and relax with World of Spas, Alberta's number one swim spa dealer. Visit worldofspas.com. Coming up on today's show, a complete review of last night's game against the Arizona Coyotes. Louis DeBrusque will join us today at 12:35, Sportsnet color analyst for GCL Diesel. We will take calls and texts and tweets and that sort of stuff coming down the path at 105, and David Staples from the Cult of Hockey at 135 today. When we go interactive, you can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. George Thorogood and the Destroyers take the stage at the River Cree May 4th. Info and tickets at rivercreeresort.com. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line as well, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to AshleyFineFloors.com for more information. We're on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer, and tweet Brendan Escott at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. Brendan, I always appreciate it when guys take the time to text me directly that have a bigger, well, not necessarily a bigger Twitter following, but certainly are a bigger name in the local media. It makes me kind of chuckle a bit as they're listening to the opening to the show. Thank you very much on that front. Before we get to the top story, let's do this, because the top story is going to be tied into the Oilers' performance of late. We're going to head off into the Oilers Now with Audio Vault for Direct Workwear, featuring Edmonton's largest selection, unbeatable prices, and customer service that makes you feel like family. And just so you know, when you have the privilege of doing a job like this, and you're a color analyst on the Oilers Radio Network, and you're hosting a show called Oilers Now, which I try to host 50 out of 52 weeks a year, and then, you know, you're... The last 3 years now, you've had a chance to work on the Sportsnet panels. It was great doing it last night with John Shannon. You know, you're going to get inflated Twitter numbers, so don't misread what I'm saying there. I'm well aware of how lucky we are to have the engagement level that we do. Let's go to the audio recap. The Oilers in a thrilling victory over the Arizona Coyotes.
Better late than never. The Oilers taking on the Arizona Coyotes.
We're scoreless in the first. McDavid scores!
He banked it off of the goaltender and in! And it's 1-0 Edmonton.
Brendan Shanahan special there for Connor McDavid. And he has scored his 59th goal of the season, his 21st on the power play.
Over to Keller. His shot and the save by Skinner. The rebound goes to Desharnais. He'll rim it on the left wing and get it out. Across to Michelli. Down the left wing in front of the net. Scores. Right at the side of the goal was Mosier, and he was able to shovel that in from the right from the edge of the crease. It's a power play goal. The game's tied at one. Schmaltz right on him. Schmaltz breaks it up. Gets it in front of the goal. Scores! Schmaltz with a perfect little pass in front of the net, and Keller was able to get it home just past Skinner, and it's a 2-1 Coyotes lead. 12 seconds to go in the period. It goes behind the net. Dreisaitl got it in front of the goal. Nugent Hopkins scores! Ryan Nugent Hopkins with a snapshot right in the slot. Back to Hayton. He's out out of the right corner. He'll walk it in front to Keller. He scores. Hayton over to Clayton Keller. And he goes upstairs and gives the Coyotes a 3-2 lead.
Well, that line's been outstanding in this game. And that's two for them at even strength. And Nurse and CeCe got victimized.
The Oilers down by one. They're here in the third. Long pass. He'll find Nugent Hopkins. He's in. Scores! Ryan Nugent Hopkins with a quick snapshot. And this game's tied at three. Right wing to Valimaki. Through to Boyd. He gave it away to Drysdale. Breakaway pass to McDavid. Here's McDavid. Off the post. And it comes over to the boards. And Boyd gets dumped down. McDavid again got it from Drysdale.
What a sequence. Hey, Brendan? I mean, that was the pass Drysdale made. He and Leon had four assists last night. He was awesome. The threading the needle on the Nugent Hopkins breakaway for the game tire. And then the first pass on the backhand, hitting Connor McDavid in stride for the breakaway. That was an unreal play. And then he beats two Arizona Coyotes along the boards to give a second chance for McDavid. We're lucky, man. We're lucky to watch those guys on a nightly basis.
It's Harlem Globetrotter stuff when you watch the spinning back passes. And hey, sometimes when they don't connect, it drives you a little crazy. But when they do, my goodness. And they were having a laugh in the room afterwards, the two of them, I guess, about McDavid slamming his stick on the boards. And then, oh, better jump back into action because here it comes again.
Could you imagine if he'd broken his stick and Drysdale won the puck battle and he would have been skating through? Think about it, because he slashed the stick pretty hard.
Is it Mike Lang that's down there?
Jeff Lang,
excuse me.
He passed the baton last night.
He was doing well.
Yeah, he did a great job passing the baton. I'm forgetting who it was. The player didn't even lose a stride. Here's Connor McDavid last night in the overtime winning sequence.
Yeah, really, really weird play. You know, obviously, Leo makes a great play on the first pass. You know, and I felt like I was kind of pressing for the 60th all night. And, you know, at this point, not to bury that one. You're not going to get many better looks than that. And not every day you get two breakaways back-to-back like that. So he made two unbelievable plays. Just ridiculous.
McDavid says it's been a good week so far for the Oilers.
Big game for us, you know. Two opponents this week, you know, that don't have much to lose. You know, and are playing really well. You know, Arizona at least is playing really well, and you know, I thought we did a good job, kind of just hanging in there and you know, finding a way to get 2 points. That's what that time of year is all about, and keeping ourselves in the thick of the race.
GWGNOT for Connor McDavid last night. That was the 60th. He scored on the bank shot on the 59th. He had these comments.
Was that where you were aiming?
That was where I was aiming. I've done that a couple times. You know, everybody's so worried about Leo on the backside there that you know, sometimes even the goalie can get caught, you know, kind of reaching, trying to block that pass. So something that I tried before, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Fastest player to 60 goals since Mario Lemieux in 1995-96. Beat Austin Matthews by one game. Matthews had 60 in 73 games last season. Brendan, how many is he going to get? What's he going to finish with? The Oilers got 10 games left.
Oh, man. They were talking on satellite radio how 70's a stretch. I don't think it is. I think he'll get 68.
Okay. Well, I'm saying he's going to get 66. That would be an ironic number because Lemieux, right? Like, Ovi's got the, I guess, the modern era, like since, what is it, since 95, 96. He's got, I think, we'll have to check it, but, I mean, Ovi's at 65. Certainly since the 2000s, that's the highest total. Leon Draisaitl, a quick comment on McDavid and getting number 60.
He has enough looks to get there, so obviously very, very happy for him, proud of him, and, yeah, again, just a special player.
Jay Woodcroft, meanwhile, had these thoughts on Connor McDavid scoring his 60th last night.
60 goals in that short of time span is amazing. But I keep going back. You guys have heard me say this a million times, but I keep going back to the fact that what drives him is team success. So he'd be most happy, not with his 2 points or whatnot, or his 2 goals. He would be happy with the team's 2 points tonight.
All right. Meanwhile, Woodcroft added some additional perspectives on the game as a whole against Arizona.
Our best players rose to the occasion. You know, I thought scored big goals at the right time. Like I said, it wasn't a pretty game. It wasn't, it could feel frustrating at times. I thought, giving up 16 shots on net is a positive step forward for us. But there's times in the game where we can manage situations a little bit better.
All right, let's go. That's our Oilers Now audio recap. It's presented daily, the Audio Vault, by Direct Workwear. Top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. The Edmonton Oilers are tied for the best record in the NHL in the month of March. They're 9-2. Or the most wins. They're 9-2. LA is 7-0-2, but the Oilers and Vegas both are at 9-2, all three in the Pacific Division. The Oilers are averaging 4.64 goals per game. McDavid and Draisaitl are the two highest scoring players in the month of March. McDavid's got the most goals in the month of March. He's tied actually with Clayton Keller. Since Christmas, the Edmonton Oilers are 23-8-6. That's a 703 points percentage. They have the second most accumulated points, 52, since Christmas. And they're number one in goals, four at 4.24 goals per game, and number one in the power play at 30.6. It is 12:18 in Edmonton. Former 630 CHED broadcaster Dan Tenser, who we worked with for a number of years, 4 years for me working with Dan side by side on Oilers pre and post game show. He also did overtime open line and had his own inside sports show for a number of years. He's a very good broadcaster. A number of years ago, he went to work for the Saskatoon Blades. Last night, Dan was driving to Calgary and flipped his truck multiple times. Dan's got a young family. He hit a vehicle at over 100 kilometers an hour as he crossed the meridian. Miraculously, we're pleased to report that I've received verification from members of the Priestner family. Dan works for the Saskatoon Blades. The Priestners own the Saskatoon Blades. Dan survived the accident, so that's good. He's remained a huge Oilers fan, and he got lucky. No question about it. So, good news for Dan. Now, we'll tell you this about Saskatoon. When the Priestners purchased the Saskatoon Blades, they had sold out to go for the Memorial Cup, and they were in a full-blown rebuild, and there were concerns that a couple guys that were not traditional dyed-in-the-wool WHL guys were going to be taking over the team. Dan's the head scout for the Saskatoon Blades. Over the last couple of years, they've become a top-five franchise in that league. They've re-engaged their fan base. They probably run the most progressive scouting department in the Western Hockey League. How about this? When they took over the Blades, they didn't actually have computerized scouting reports for their players. Everything was done handwritten. So, Dan, I mentioned he had a lot of talent as a broadcaster. I've had lots of animated discussions with Dan over the years on scouting and what makes a good scout, and I knew this about Dan. He was going to do work, and I'm really pleased to say he's still with us because he got a hell of a scare last night. So good news on that front, and Dan's got a young family, and he's still cheering for the Edmonton Oilers. It's 12:20 in Edmonton. We'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to Oilers Now. Ryan and the Dozer passing along on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Great to hear that Dan Tenser's doing okay. I did not know this about Dan. Ryan says he's a huge hockey card club. I did not know. I know he's had this relationship with Colin Priestner. They're best friends. They met at university. Colin was on the U of A tennis team. That was around the time that I was, I was the SID at the U of A. And they've got a good team. Like in the Western Hockey League, Seattle and Kamloops played the last two nights. A lot of people, like Kamloops is hosting the Memorial Cup. Seattle, a lot of people think I think Seattle's going to win the league. It's between Winnipeg and Saskatoon in the East. One of those two teams is coming out, and I'm not sold it's going to be Winnipeg. Winnipeg has the higher end pedigree talent in terms of guys like. They got Connor Geeky, who's in Arizona they got Matt Savoy, who's the Buffalo first rounder. They got some other pretty good players as well. Carson Lambos,
Zach Benson, Zach Ostapchuk. They're loaded.
They're loaded, but Saskatoon, they got a good team too. So, and those guys have done a good job. There's
And it doesn't matter what the level. I'll never forget Dean Lombardi, Brendan. The it's 12:25 in Edmonton, by the way. Dean Lombardi was the GM of the LA Kings. And when the Edmonton Oilers went into rebuild, and it was Daryl Cates who said on this show, Bob, let's face it, we're going to have to rebuild. This was in February of 2010. And so I did a series of interviews with Oil Change. We did Dean Lombardi. We did Ken Holland. George McPhee was running the Washington Capitals. Ken was obviously in Detroit. They were a year removed from being in the Stanley Cup final. And Dean Lombardi said, it doesn't matter. Even the New York Yankees drafted and developed the core of their, you know, 96 to 2001, four World Series victories in five. Like, Jeter and Pettit were their guys that came up. And then there, you know, you got to be able to draft and develop even in a cap system today. All right, let's go to NHL today, and we're getting lots of well wishes for Dan, so that's great, and he's going to be fine. That's good news. But he got a scare, and I know there's some about you out there listening right now. You've lost loved ones in rollovers, and there's others that have walked away. And what can you say? That's Dan got lucky. Let's go to NHL today. For our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist, head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
Busy night tonight. 12 games across the league. Calgary could help the Oilers out if they beat Vegas at home. Seattle on the road in Nashville. Los Angeles sitting idle this evening. Oilers do welcome Vegas to town Saturday night, 8 p.m. puck drop there. Senators announced the signing of defenseman Tyler Cleven to a three-year entry-level deal. It is college free agent signing season, although he wasn't a free agent. He's the 44th overall pick from 2020 out of the U.S. National Team Development Program. Spent the last three seasons at North Dakota. Hockey Canada naming its leadership team for the Men's World Championship. Blues GM Doug Armstrong will serve as general manager. Steve Yzerman and associate GM, and Shane Doan serving as assistant GM. So plenty of minds to bounce things off of there. Bakersfield beating Abbotsford 3-1 last night. That's a fourth straight win at home. Olivier Rodrigue, his 11th win of the year. Team off to San Jose now for two games this weekend. And the Oil Kings lost 8-2 in Medicine Hat. That was their penultimate road game, rather, of the season. Two games in total left, a home-and-home series. Starts this weekend, Saturday afternoon at Rogers Place against Calgary.
We'll have Kurt Hill on tomorrow's edition of Oilers Now, the general manager of the Edmonton Oil Kings. A 2 o'clock start. A doubleheader over at Rogers Place on Saturday at the Vegas Golden Knights in town. It is 12:27 in Edmonton. We're going to go to Nav from Saskatoon. He says, Bob, people need to realize that any team can beat any team, especially in this league. There are so many good players in the league, none better than McDavid, though. I remember during the dark days, even the Oilers played spoilers and won games against teams making a playoff push. Well, I remember the one year, the LA Kings. Edmonton basically ended their playoff run with Daryl Sutter. With a pretty convincing home ice victory. It happens. And Arizona last night, they played hard and they checked. And it was a grind out there for Edmonton. We are going to head off to a global news weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn and come back with the big man, Louis DeBrus, for GCL Diesel.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.